is Theodore Roosevelt. I speak fluently in 5 different languages and read a book a day. I predict here on January 1st, Anno Domini 1919, that the Butter Boys will host a show entitled After the Beep. It will include many of the local color of Woodrow Wilson's home state of New Jersey. They will use telephone to attempt to form many relationships and adventures. Now sit back, friend, and enjoy After the Beep.
Life, Stephen. This is Mr. Wendigo. I'm pleased to hear that you are taking to the device most handsomely. Let me just tell you, I've been through similar situations involving my own rod. Oh, how I might tell you how, what I did. Oh, let's just say that it is like a snake's tongue now. But fear not. In a mere day, you will turn, and you will become more than a man. As you well know, I am still whole. I, with my legs and my arms, my face, my eyes. But what of my insides? What of my useless organs? What of my once inferior penis? Oh, Mr. Stephen, how I would educate you. How Mr. Wendigo would bring you into his flock, into the Whispering Man's trail. You will join. You will feel helpless to it. Do not worry about this officer, Stims. He will never find us. He will never learn of the device. It's only a select few know of it. This is Mr. Wendigo. Mr. Wendigo. Wendigo. Wendigo.
Doctor. Doctor. Dr. Crestfall. You know, there was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth and every common sight, to me did seem, apparelled in celestial light, the glory and freshness of a dream. Doctor, could you tell me, is it normal to only feel the need to defecate every 2 days? Sometimes 3. Sometimes I'm just sitting or standing. I feel a slight rumble, but it doesn't really get me moving. Well, by the way, this is Roy Shank. I haven't met you personally yet, but I did set up an appointment next week. I think it was on Monday at 10:15. I can't wait for you to give me a checkup, and you could be as thorough as you like. Because I am 42 years old, it's about time.
Hi, Dr. Horace. This is Roger Berthenstein calling in regards to my acne medication. I'm here at the CVS again, and I haven't received a call from you to send a new prescription. So if you could call the CVS or call me. My acne is getting really bad. So if you can call, really appreciate it. Thanks, bye.
This is Dr. Jason Orse. Roger, what is your deal, man? I'm not an acne kind of doctor. I don't deal in that. You need a dermatologist, okay? I deal with the extremities, all right? That's my specialty. Sorry, Roger. I didn't mean to be short with you. I've just been having a stressful couple of days, and I guess I took it out on you. Listen, I'll recommend you a doctor. I'll give you his number, T.J. Crestfall. Dr. T.J. Crestfall, the number is 929239293923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923923 get too deep in our relationship. Just tell them about your acne and, you know.
Hi, Dr. Cresswell. My name is Roger Berthenstein, and I was a former patient of Dr. Orst. He has sent me to you for a recommendation, as I have severe chronic acne, more or less. I was wondering if I could come in for a visit to get a renewed prescription If you have any questions, please call. My number is 973-428-0997. Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Dr. T.J. Crestfall calling up Roger Bergenstein. I'm not sure why Dr. Jason Orse gave you my number. I work at the hospital in Denville, New Jersey. I am not a skin doctor, a dermatologist. Sorry. Hi, Dr. T.J. Crestfall here for Dr. Jason Orst. Do not give my number to patients. If this is revenge for me giving your number to that reporter, I do not find it very funny. Next time, I will have to press legal actions. Thank you.
Hello, this is... Oh, it's Todd Ralph. This is a message for T.J. Crestfall. I received a number from a recommendation for certain... dry skin on my elbow, the angry man elbow as it's well known in our 30s and 40s, and I would just like you to take a look at it and provide me with perhaps a cream, perhaps a paste, something to give me my youth back in my elbows. And perhaps my knees, they have been forming a brow, much like your eyebrow. If you could call me back, Doctor.
This is Dr. T.J. Crestfall. Todd Ralph, I'm not really sure what it is you're saying. You have a very strange way of speaking. But if you got my number from Dr. Jason Orst, I implore you to ignore it. I am not a dermatologist. Thank you.
Hi, this is Roger Bernstein calling back for Dr. Crestfall. I got your voicemail message, and I'm a little confused because one doctor sent me to you. And you're saying it's not true. So I'm just not sure who I should go to from here. If you have any recommendations, I'll really appreciate it. Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Dr. T.J. Crestfall. I recommend you call up a dermatologist. I know the number of a great one. His name is Andrew Gatway. His number is 399-322-239-229-332-229-332-229-332. Thank you. Please don't call again. It's very irritating to speak when you sound like me, and I'd rather not speak any longer today. Thank you. Jason Orst, I won't even call you a doctor. You are a sham. A lie. A con man. Everybody knows you fake your good reviews on the internet. If you give my number out one more time, I swear I will sue you. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Gateway. This is Roger Berthenstein calling on recommendation from Dr. Crespo. I'm calling because I have severe acne and I need a prescription to CVS Pharmacy. I've been waiting a long time and it's getting pretty bad. So if you can call me back, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Roger. This is William from Dr. Orst's office. I'm calling because I got your voicemail and I'm a little confused. It sounds like you're looking for a different doctor, but this is Dr. Orst's office. I mean, I'll forward the message on to Dr. Orst to see if he can help you out, but he's an extremity doctor. You see, he deals with the arms, the legs, and that's about it. That's all he does. So I'll see if Dr. Orst can get in touch with you. If not, I recommend, I don't know, you find a dermatologist, not an extremities doctor. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Brian Jopkins calling up my attorney, Lice Steeman. I believe this is your cell phone number. I had to do it by memory. Currently, I am on the run from the police. Well, when I say run, I don't have legs. I am learning to deal with that, mostly because I am drunk and high out of my goddamn mind. But I am crawling around with my hands, which are badly broken and disfigured. And, well, really, I'm badly broken and disfigured altogether. You might not even recognize me. I tried to kill myself. But I'm going to need some legal help real bad, real quick, because I think they're going to catch up to me. All right? Maybe you can help me hide. Please call me back, Lice Steeman. Thank you.
Ah, this is Lice Steeman calling up the payphone that just called me. I'm calling up my former client who got me into this goddamn mess. Fucking Brian Jimkins, I'm losing my fucking mind in this hotel. Something has happened to my flesh. Ah, Hotel 6, if you get this message on this payphone. You can even leave messages on payphones. If you get this message, please, the Hotel 6, please come find me. I need your help as much as you need mine, I assure you.
I'm not calling on a payphone. This is Brian Jopkins. I'm calling on a prepaid phone. Sounds like you're really losing your mind over there, Mr. Steeman. I guess we're both in a very bad place. I'm on my way to the Motel 6. I'll ask the person in the front desk what number your room is. You can expect me in, well, honestly, a few hours. I mean, I'm fucking crawling here. I'm trying to hide from the police, you understand. Okay, see you soon. No, that's it. See you soon.
Lucy, your cover's been blown. We're pulling you from undercover. Get out of there.
That doctor stuff was a lot of fun, I think. Huh. Maybe we should do more doctor stuff. As for Lice Steeman and Brian Jopkins, well... You'll just have to tune in next week to find out what happens. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be scary. Everyone's gonna be there at Motel 6. We have a new sponsor, Matty Ice, where the ice is always nice. Sliding down the spine, hungrily accepted by your ass crack.